welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I am Alyssa.
And I'm Kristen.
Today's question is, what is an antepartum doula? And I think it's a really good question because we actually just kind of changed this on our website recently because antepartum is such a strange word. It actually means like they're more of our bed rest doulas. So it's before, whereas postpartum support is after you have your baby. Antepartum support would be while you're still pregnant.
Exactly.
So maybe do you want to talk about some of like what is the role of a bed rest doula?
Bed rest doulas can support at home or in the hospital for clients who are on bed rest for a variety of reasons. They could be carrying multiples, or they could have placenta previa or preeclampsia, like I did during my first pregnancy. And they just need to limit movement. And so we're there to help. Again, whether it's in the hospital or at home, we can help even with birth plans, or if they want to take a childbirth class on the birth doula end of things, we can help with childbirth preparation if they are in bed for part or all of their pregnancy. And on the postpartum end, some of our bed rest doulas have similar responsibilities that our postpartum doulas do. Would you like to cover that, Alyssa?
Yeah, well, I'm even thinking like on the bed rest end, you know, thinking about, let's say, because I've had clients, especially with multiples, you could be at 22 weeks put on bed rest. Think about, you have baby showers planned. How do you do baby showers? How do you get, if you've already had your baby showers, how do you unpack all these gifts? How do you put these gifts away? How do you get a nursery ready? In day-to-day things, how do you get groceries? Now, you know, you can get shipped from Meijer or whatever. But just every little day-to-day thing, if you have older siblings, who's getting them to school? Who's helping around the house? There's just so many things that you can't do when you're on bed rest. It's a little bit different with postpartum because you can still do many of those things.
But creating, like, how do you prepare meals when you're supposed to be in bed the entire time? How are you feeding and nourishing yourself? If there are prescriptions that need to get picked up, who's going to do that?
Yeah, I think partners at work. Yeah, a bed rest doula you could think of as that, you know, almost like we can help you run errands. We can help you prep meals. We can bring you to doctor's appointments. We can
take your dog out.
Yeah, help with older siblings. You know, anything, put away gifts and organize the baby's room and, you know, fix the closet situation that's overflowing and falling over when you open the doors. So all the things that, you know, we get in around the 35-week mark when you feel like you're nesting and you want to get everything done and you can't because you're in a bed. So that, I think that's probably some of the major things for bed rest. Support.
Yeah, and certainly community resources if they need to reach out to anyone or prepare for resources if baby could potentially be premature. So different support groups and resources outside of their medical provider that they can rely on after baby's born. And then also the emotional end of it is huge. I know I was only on bed rest a short time, but it was a big, scary time in my life. And to have someone to just process that with and know that, you know, they're supported and not alone in this journey. That
so
they
isolating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To be stuck in bed for weeks, sometimes
months.
To
have someone to talk to.
Yeah. And then two, we can bring classes. So Gold Coast offers so many amazing classes and we can bring them to parents in their home for women who are on bed rest. So all of our classes, just for, it's a minimal, you know, additional fee, they'll basically bring the class to you and we can offer you a class in bed, literally.
Yeah, so our multiples clients, we have preparing for multiples. So if you're expecting twins or triplets and you're on bed rest, we'll bring the class to you so you know what to expect. Same with a newborn class that Alyssa teaches. Amazing to have that option. And breastfeeding
support. Yeah. Breastfeeding class while you're still pregnant and then in-home support once you have the baby or babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think just bed rest support in general is so important. But people don't know what it is and the term antepartum still probably throws some people off.
Mm-hmm. And in the hospital, it can get lonely as well. And so I had a friend that was on bed rest in the hospital for 20 weeks of her pregnancy. And it was her second child.
That sounds expensive.
So yeah, she had a good insurance, luckily. But I kept sending her care packages because I lived in a different city than her and knew that she had to just be bored out of her mind. So bed rest doulas are here to support you whether you're in the home or the hospital through the remainder of your pregnancy. And from that point on, you can choose to have birth doula support if you want, or plan for postpartum support. But sometimes clients just hire us for bed rest support alone.
Well, if you are interested in finding us, check us out on our website, goldcoastdoulas.com. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, and you can listen to our podcasts on iTunes and SoundCloud. Thanks for listening. These moments are golden.
Today's episode is sponsored by Pediatric Dental Specialists of West Michigan.
We are located in the Bankston Center at East Paris and Burton. We specialize in seeing kids from ages 0 to 18. You can reach us on our website, pdsofwestmi.com, or at our phone number, 616-608-8898. We are excited to meet all of you. Thank you.